This is Rabbi Nissan L. Peron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, January 9th, 2023. We'll continue Yud Aleph from an Aleph 11a, the second section. It is the green text. So we're in the middle of a Mishnah talking about things that you can do on Chol HaMoed. So now we have different pieces of lock mechanisms and doors, Hatzir v'Hatzinor. The tzir is the hinges. The tzinor is like the pipe part. Tzinor usually is like a drain pipe. But this is the cylinder piece of the hinges. Vehakore is the bolt, like a 2x4 that goes across the door. Vehamanul is the lock. Hamavtech is the key. Shinishburu, they broke. Right? So now you have a problem. You can't lock your house. That's a problem. So mitaknem b'moed, you can fix those on Chol HaMoed. You can't intentionally leave it over for a time that you're free, i.e. Chol HaMoed, that you can't do. But if it breaks, right, either, let's say, moments before Yontif or on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed itself, so then these are items that you may fix on Chol HaMoed. B'chol kvashim sheyochol lechol mehen b'moed kovshan. The kvosh is to soak. Right, you want to pickle something. Right, they used to preserve all kinds of food items. They didn't have refrigeration or preservatives, so they would pickle things. You can pickle, right, literally soak anything on Chol HaMoed as long as you're going to eat from it on Chol HaMoed. So you can't pickle something that you can eat afterwards because then you're working on Chol HaMoed, but something that's not Chol HaMoed or Yontif related. But as long as you can consume it on Chol HaMoed and Yontif, so you may pickle them, preserve them on Chol HaMoed. Gemara now goes back and asks, right, we said that you can make a ma'akeh for your roof, right, the fence, or for your porch. As long as it's a ma'aseh hedyot, then it's not a craftsman or an artisan's work, it's a regular person. So Gemara says, hey chidami, ma'aseh hedyot, right? Describe that to me. What does that mean exactly? What kind of work can you do and what can you not do? So Rabbi Yosef, Amar Behutza B'dafna. Right, so those are the, you know, branches from, I think, a date tree, but basically twigs and branches you can use to make a railing, but you can't build an actual railing. You can't put up boards or whatnot. But Masnisa Tana Tsar B'Tzorah V'Enotach B'Tit, right, in the Mishnah it says you can actually build it out of rocks, but you can't then, you know, cement it over, right? So you can build a wall, you know, and let's use today's terminology, right? So you're going to use bricks, or you can fill it in, but you can't cement it over, right? They didn't have cement, they had clay, but essentially the picture is the same. Okay, now we go back. Where it says in the Mishnah, Shafin es hatstakin, umagilin oso b'ma'agila. Right, that when it comes to the oven, you can plaster it over. You can plaster over the holes of the stakin, and you can use this tool. Right, you can't use the tool it's specific for, but you can use this wooden tool. That's how we explain the Mishnah, to kind of smooth it out. The Mishnah had also said hand and foot, but not with a tool. So Gemara now wants to know, okay, Hashtu b'ma'agila amart shari, right? Once you said that you can use, right, this round tool in order to fix and cement the holes in your oven, b'yad v'regel mibah, you have to tell me I can use my hand and my foot. You're not using your nose, you're not using your ears, right? So you can't use the machatzaim, you can't use the pressing tool. But what are you going to use if not your hand and your foot? That's an unnecessary piece in the Mishnah. And therefore, we reinterpret the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, no, hachi ka'amar. This is actually what it means. Shafin es hatstakin, right? You can, right, fill in the holes with cement. But umagilin oso ke'ein ma'agila. Right. You can literally roll in circles, kind of like that circular tool would do, but you have to do it biyad v'regel. I have to do it with your hand and your foot, v'lo b'machatzai, but not with an actual tool. Right, so you're doing it with your hand or your foot, literally kind of just pressing it in with your hand, but not with a tool. That's different how we read the Mishnah yesterday. Okay. Hatsir v'hatsinor v'hakora v'amalav v'matev shenishbru mitachdam b'moed. That's another quote from the Mishnah that we saw today. Right, you have the hinge and the tube from the hinge, the crossbeam, the lock, the tool, the key that broke, you can fix them on Chol HaMoed. Which seems to indicate that you can do some amount of work on Chol HaMoed. Right? There's no blanket prohibition on doing work. But now we ask a question. Right? Ad Yamav, until his day. Now whose day is that? So that's Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Right? So that is implicit. But Ad Yamav, until the day to Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hayapatish Makeh B'Yerushalayim. Right? The hammer would strike in Jerusalem. Right? Which means on Chol HaMoed they would do work. Right? The inference is Ad Yamav in Mikan Ve'Elach Lo, meaning until his days people used to do work. Then Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a decree, you can no longer do any work. The sound of the hammer, right, won't be heard. So if the sound of the hammer won't be heard, how are you going to fix your door and your bolt and your lock, right? That's something that's going to make some noise. So the Gemara proposes a number of answers. Okay, the first answer is lokasha, right? Kan bidin nafache, kan bidin nagare. Right, nafach means to blow, but that's a smith. Right, so that the smith is going to make a lot of noise. Kan bidin nagar. Nagar is a carpenter. A carpenter fixes a lock and a door. That makes less noise. Right, so the takana, the decree of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was only with things by the smiths that make loud noise. You're pounding the metal, right? I remember seeing those movies where they're making the sword and they're pounding on it. It makes a lot of noise. It's clinking and it's loud. Carpenter makes less noise, that wasn't included. So Maskev Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda attacks that and he says, right, that can't be Yomru, Kala Rabba Asir, Kala Zutre Shari. Right, they're going to say, a loud noise is no good, but a soft noise is okay. Right, and I guess we just don't make such distinctions. Right, that can't be, that subtle a difference can't be included in the Takana. So you come back tomorrow, we'll hear Rav Chisda has another answer for that, though please come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today.